Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, at my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as all across the Caribbean, too, and around the world via the Internet and satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, as well as the EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping us free and safe. Not everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and everybody working, all those roughnecks working the oil rigs all around the world, around the country. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We'll say the pledge again. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, you know, we got to mention again, Easter, marked by the tornadoes and severe storms across the South and the Middle Atlantic now as it starts to move that way. At least 7 people dead. That's the big thing that we're watching right now. And where are these storms right now?
Well, Captain, of course, you're right. Over Easter Sunday, we had storms that killed at least 6 people in Mississippi. Also, the storms damaged many, many buildings in Louisiana, and also the Monroe Regional Airport was also hit very heavily. In Mississippi, you had 1 person died in Walthall County, 2 in Lawrence County, and 3 in Jefferson Davis County, according to the authorities there. And so, again, we're seeing these tornadoes come through, it's really done a number on this area.
Yeah, and we'll let you know more about that, folks, during the course of the hour. And we are watching it, so if something happens that you need to know about, we'll tell you right away. But we need to talk about our little buddy, and I'll call him that just because I can, Dr. Fauci, who says that the nation will come out of a coronavirus lockdown in a rolling reentry that for some parts of the country could start as early as next month, as soon as the beginning of the month. We'll see.
Well, exactly right. And that is going to have to do with how different parts of the country are doing in terms of the outbreak and what the numbers are, and, of course, what the projections might be based on the information that we continue to gather. But, of course, Captain, as you know and so many of the listeners know, these projections have been pretty far off in many cases. I know that even here in Orange County, California, they were projecting, from one of my sources, they were projecting at least somewhere over 2,000 people dying. I think we're very, very low under that. The last I checked, it was about 17 a day or so ago. But it's going to be, thankfully, a very low number compared to that projection. So, you know, again, we have to wait and see, but that's, you know, we're at least finding that we're coming in way very low, I think, even across the country.
Well, the other thing is, we talked in the last hour, and a lot of people reacted to this, about the World Health Organization director, who is not a doctor, first time that's ever happened, who's out there giving all these recommendations for the World Health Organization, number one. And number two, come to find out, the guy was a member of a terrorist organization in Ethiopia.
Well, exactly. And, you know, Captain...
And, like, we're supposed to believe him?
Well, precisely. Again, you know, before the crisis began, I don't think there was a whole lot of people who could name who was the head of the World Health Organization. He has a very interesting name. It's very difficult for me to pronounce. It's Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
Just call him Doctor Who.
Yeah, we'll call him Doctor Who. Maybe that's the best thing. But here's an interesting quote before I tell you some of these details about him. Gordon Chang, who's a foreign affairs expert, I'm sure people have seen him on TV, he has a great way of describing Tedros, as he calls him. He says, quote, Tedros is the second to last person you'd want to be heading the World Health Organization. He says the last person is the Chinese president Xi Jinping himself. So that sort of starts to put it in perspective. But right, Captain, Tedros was part of this organization called the Tigray People's Liberation Front in Ethiopia. And they were listed as a terrorist organization by the United States State Department due to the violent activities, quote, before it became part of the ruling coalition of the government of Ethiopia in May 1991 when they overthrew the dictator there. So it just goes on and on from there. We can talk about some of these things that had to do with apparent cholera outbreak cover-ups or denying, or I should say covering up, these cholera outbreaks that happened in 2006, 2009, and 2011. So it just gets worse from there.
And let's not forget that China has been busy covering up their own backyard by deleting a lot of posts that were in there about the research being done on the coronavirus in Wuhan.
And Captain, this is going to come back to bite them because, as you know, nothing is gone forever on the internet. Once things are posted, there are usually ways to get those things.
Well, here's the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
The World Health Organization is covering up for China, who's trying to cover up for themselves. And then they've got some assistance in the United States that's trying to help them cover up themselves. Why? Because maybe they have a financial interest of some sort. Maybe some people gave them money to run their foundations and whatnot, or gave them monies for their campaign through a business in the United States. Imagine that. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. Haven't talked to him in a while, and I guess one of these days I'll have to. Once in a while we chat on the internet, but he's so busy. Who knows what he's doing? But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends, Pete and Seth Talbot. They are the father-son owners of Relief Factor. Relief Factor, of course, is the product that I take for the pain that I suffer with, namely arthritis and other things that come along with it. It's an all-natural product, ladies and gentlemen, and there's nothing in there to hurt you. Everything in there to help you with some vitamin supplements, too. Now, Relief Factor offers a 3-week quick start. So if you're suffering from arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, or just general muscle aches or pain altogether, then guess what? You ought to give Relief Factor a try. It's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and you can find out more by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me. Again, Relief Factor, the 3-week quick start, $19.95. All you got to lose is pain. relieffactor.com/captain. Well, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got the professor emeritus on the line right now from Lafayette, Indiana, so let's find out what's on his mind. All right, Dan, the man, what's going on?
Hey, I heard you and Mr. Warren talking about Gordon Chang.
We talked about more than Gordon Chang. We talked about that guy that's in charge of the WHO.
Well, you know, if you get into the UN right now, you find five of the Bureau's big organizations, including World Health Organization, are all headed up by Chinese. These have all came in the past 5-10 years, you know, to ease China into a Democrat position. Well, it's never coming. It was six, but for whatever reason, the guy that was in charge of Interpol was taken back to Beijing, was not heard of since. So that's kind of where it is with the Chinese. We've been fooled into a lot of stuff, or at least the American diplomatic part of the government has for the past really hardcore 15 years. It goes back about 20 years past that. But Chang, I got a great deal of respect for the guy. I love the guy. A lot of his analysis, I love. But this impending doom for China is just not going to happen anytime soon. We got to watch out for ourselves more than anything. 2020 financially is shot. We've put ourselves in a corner we can't get out of. We're going to have to wait until 2021 to see really any progress. Then, probably not until mid-2021. We've had this down. We've locked this down way too long.
Dan, did we get ourselves caught up in this because of the World Health Organization and that fellow that's leading it, which happens to be a communist sympathizer stuck in there, terrorist to boot? Did we get caught up in that? And then the people that are surrounding the president, the people in charge of the different health programs like Dr. Fauci and whatnot, are they the reason that we're in this mess we're in right now?
Oh, I think that's one of them. I think you're scraping the surface. I think the Democrats finally said we can back him into a corner he can't get out of. And I mean, by he, President Trump. You know, and Trump sometimes, he talks about Z as if he's his best friend. You know, this election could be a lot when, if you see Biden, kind of like 1944 with FDR, because a lot of Democrats at the time said, we're not voting for the president as much as we are the vice president. And that's going to have a lot to do with it. You know, FDR was a complete interpersonal relationship guy. I can sweet talk this guy. And that's not the way. Then when Truman came in, just the opposite.
All right, well,
back to his policy.
Well, hang on a second. Kyle, what are you seeing on the internet when it comes to the rapport? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? And I'll explain in a minute. What are you seeing on the internet when it comes to Donald Trump comments and Joe Biden comments and vice presidential comments and all that? What are you seeing?
Well, you know, generally, I think the enthusiasm, number one, is there for President Trump.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that Biden is kind of in the category of, oh yeah, that guy, you know, and there's nothing that's really, there's no happening there, there's no energy there at all.
But are you seeing what I'm seeing, and then we'll bring Dan back into this, are you seeing all the interest in getting Joe Biden off the ticket and putting Andrew Cuomo in there? I can't believe it. Are you seeing that?
Oh, yeah, well, absolutely. I think that some of that is, I think, wishful thinking on the part of those who are...
But it's a serious movement, Kyle.
Well, sure it is, exactly. And there, you know, conceivably there's a way to do that at the convention, but that would mean that the DNC and the Democrat Party elite would have to try to change their horses in midstream.
Yep.
And to a great degree, I think they're kind of locked in.
Dan, back to you. It wouldn't be the first time they changed the rules, right?
Oh, Democrats are great at that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I basically am saying is Biden's pretty much locked in for a while. But you could put Cuomo in on his VP, and then that would change the whole course of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I watched I watched Cuomo this morning help unload ventilators off a truck in New York. Now, if you're not running for something, you wouldn't be doing that.
You mean the ones he didn't need to have that he was sending back?
Yeah, and they were taking them off a big 3-ton truck and putting them on the ground, and they were all wrapped in plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he pulls up in his 68 GTO and gets out and goes and puts them on the ground. You know, he's helping unload the truck. Now, how many governors go out and do that if it wasn't for the PR? I think you put him on, and I think it changes the whole character of the election, because this guy's done something. He's on TV as much as Trump does, and I listened to him the other day, and it wasn't anything about this virus, this pandemic. It was motivational, is what it was.
Yeah.
And you could tell now he's into it. I don't think he was at first, but I think now he's running for VP. And that's what I kind of made the analogy to 1944. Roosevelt was losing it, but their party knew it, and what did they do? They put on a strong VP to come in, and it changed the whole course of the election. Roosevelt's out, Truman's in, and it's two different types of men. And I think that's what you're kind of seeing here. I think they know they can't do much with Biden but let him run.
All right. Well, here's what...
Put somebody in there strong as VP.
Here's what Steve in Thailand is saying. He just chimed into the chat room. He said, the Democrats will vote for whoever the party nominates because they are brainwashed to hate President Trump. We need to make sure independents vote for the president.
I agree. I mean, part of might save Trump will be the Bernie supporters. If they feel like they're screwed again, If he can pick up half of them.
Well, they are.
And about half of the 60%, 70% of the independents, he wins like he did last time. It's going to be close, but he's there.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are. They are, right, Kyle?
Well, that's right. And, in fact, the Democrat Socialists of America tweeted out, I think, yesterday or thereabouts, they are not endorsing Joe Biden. So, arguably, it's a small group, but some of those Bernie supporters may go the same way. And one thing about Biden, though, and yes, and I agree, I think Andrew Cuomo would love to come on and be vice president, but Joe Biden painted himself into a corner already by saying he would pick a woman. So how are they gonna, you know, that would be a sticky wicket to get out of, it would seem.
Yeah, and Jeff,
I think with Democrats, Cuomo is such a heavyweight.
Oh, I agree.
That what he said would be forgotten. I think a lot of this going on right now with this virus and the shutdowns, the close downs, the quarantines, it will be forgotten a month after they lift it. The thing you're not going to forget is a bad economy.
Right.
And let me tell you, the Democrat Party can sing in choir. We had nothing to do with this. We suggested to the president to do just the opposite. They can, their spots will change to stripes. And the Democrats will be bought by it.
Okay.
I think that's what you're going to see. How fast this is going to be forgotten.
Okay.
What caused this downturn in the economy. But it's going to be the economy itself that's going to stick in people's craws.
All
right.
I'm going.
Right now, the thing I will say this about Wall Street. You know, it's a bear rally, bear market rally. What I can't understand, there's no market out here.
All right. I'm going to let you go because we're running out of time, Dan. But thanks for some great comments again.
Okay, thank you, Captain. I'll talk to you later on in the week.
All righty. And, Kyle, you know, the big thing about all this, of course, is the unpredictable with the Bernies, the Bernie bros, if you will. We don't know what they're going to do. And there'll be a certain amount of Bernie bros that will vote for Donald Trump because they did get screwed again. They really did.
Exactly. Well, if they want to sort of give some sort of payback to Bernie Sanders or to Joe Biden.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. Yeah, Steve chimes in and says, I don't think Bernie supporters are going to vote for Trump. Best we can hope for is that they're fed up and don't vote at all. And I think that we're going to see maybe a combination of those kinds of things. But, and again, because you remember, the Bernie supporters are looking for Joe Biden to basically get a one-to-one copy of most of Bernie Sanders' platform ideas. And if they don't get that, I think it will cause some real consternation at whatever kind of convention they end up having, because they will want their stuff in the platform.
All right, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with, wait a minute, we'll be back. Okay, so Kyle, we're going to let you go there, Kyle, and I just lost you on the phone, so we're going to let you go, and we'll be back with Kyle again tonight at 2 a.m. Go to the KyleWarnShow.com. It's KyleWarnShow.com website, and we got the first military and veterans news segment coming up. A lot of stuff going on there tonight, too. Believe me, it's a busy, busy, busy little night.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On an Easter Sunday, when many Christians celebrated apart, Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will need more support before schools, businesses, and places of worship can reopen.
We're going to need testing, more testing, faster testing than we now have when you start to move people back to work, and we're going to need federal help. There is no doubt about that.
With more than 530,000 cases of coronavirus reported and deaths topping 20,000 in the U.S., people chose to worship online. President Trump was watching an Easter service on his laptop. He sent out this message.
We're winning the war. We'll be back together in churches right next to each other. Celebrate. Bring the family together like no other. We have a lot to be thankful for.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our next military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you. And they're looking forward to opening up again in May. They believe that everything's going to go back to where they'll be able to do that. There's a lot of evidence to prove that. Right now, here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations, can help you fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of around $60,000 a year for a 40-hour work week. Now, they have locations in Concord, Mass., which is outside Boston. The other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, the other side of the bay. So check them out to find out more by going to naa.edu, the website again, naa.edu. Or you can give them a call and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And, oh, by the way, Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, and you can be right up there and find out what it's all about to become an aviation maintenance tech and have a secure future with a job that ain't going nowhere. You know all those planes that are parked right now because they canceled the flights and whatnot? Guess what? They've all got to be checked by an aviation maintenance tech before they go back up in the air. All righty. Now, the big question for anyone in the Navy or anyone that served in the Navy and the military in general is the former commanding officer of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt going to get his job back? There is a very strong possibility that that could happen. There is a petition out there that has got a bunch of signatures on it, not only from members of the crew and their families, but also from other people in the service and some leading politicians, too, asking for his reinstatement. Now, the crew loved the guy, because he was one of them. He stepped up for the crew when they got sick. They came down with the coronavirus and all that stuff, and he realized that his ship had a serious problem. Didn't exactly go about it in the right way, but okay, fine. You get a letter of reprimand, and they put that in your file and tell you don't do it again, but he gets his command back. That's what I'm thinking is going to happen. Don't know, can't prove it. I just kind of see it. Now, That being done, we'll see what happens. Because, again, there is a monumental movement afoot and a social media movement, too, to get the skipper, Captain Crozier, back in charge of the Theodore Roosevelt. Now, the Pentagon has also said they're expecting the coronavirus to hit more Navy ships after the outbreak on the Theodore Roosevelt. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. And we also know, by the way, the Admiral Nimitz has been hit with the coronavirus, too. Exactly what that's going to do to the crew in general, we don't know yet. And the effects of the Defense Department-wide travel ban on our troops has got a lot of people thinking about some of the other effects of the coronavirus. Namely, you're stuck overseas. You can't get back home again. You got to wait until restrictions get lifted. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of people doing a lot of concern, a lot of worrying. And it's a shame because, you know, just let nature take its course. Everybody will be where they need to be soon, I'm sure. And by the way, the Army is offering up to $100,000 in cash prizes for low-cost, rugged ventilator ideas from any American business, regardless of size. Now, the Army announced that last week on Thursday. And our chief of the Joint Chiefs, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, has warned any enemy of the United States not to try to test the resolve of the U.S. military readiness. What's going on here is the Pentagon's top leader said that they can't see a light at the end of the tunnel of the COVID-19 pandemic yet, but they stress that the U.S. military remains on force and readiness with fewer than 2,000 cases out of more than 2 million troops available for support to contingency operations. Now, that was as of Friday. I haven't seen any numbers since then. And, of course, if you're paying attention, you'll notice that there's a unit still sitting in the Middle East in Kuwait and part of Iraq. And that's paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division who were sent to Kuwait and Iraq amid the heightened tensions with Iran back in January as it began to trickle home about 2 months later. Now, the coronavirus pandemic and ongoing rocket attacks have slowed the return, and we'll see why and when the elements of the 82nd Airborne gets to come home because they've already been rotated but because of the situation over there. And by the way, the terrorist attacks have slowed down a little bit. They have slowed down a little bit. But the question is, by how much? And we'll have to find out soon, and I'm sure we will. Now, everything else that's going on here is all based, especially when you talk about Afghanistan, it's all based on what we've accomplished or haven't accomplished with the Taliban. Now, we've agreed in principle with an agreement with them. They haven't agreed on anything, really. And we're trying to see if we can make this thing work. And then, in other words, having a peace in Afghanistan and trying to bring our men back home, as many as we can. We won't be able to bring them all back. We realize that, but trying to do that. Now, the other thing going on here is that what is going on in the Navy? We've had all these ships, these collisions and the training and lack of this and lack of that and the coronavirus and golly, there's just been one thing after another. Is it just me or is there a whole bunch of uncertainty in the Navy? And if so, where do you look? We've had Secretary of Navy after Secretary of Navy after Secretary of Navy. And the controversy that's coming now from the resignation of the Navy's acting secretary earlier last week is still in the midst of everything that's going on. Plus, again, like I said, we've got this commanding officer of the Theodore Roosevelt that, if I was a betting man, I'd say it's probably 50-50 that he gets his command back. And I'm not a betting man. So something very odd has transformed the Navy, possibly even the Army. Not sure about the Air Force. But there's something going on, and the only force so far that's standing strong and standing steady and not doing anything and just moving ahead like a bulldozer are the Marines. Now, they've cut back a little bit, but, you know, at least two dozen exercises involving Marines have been canceled or scaled back over concerns of the COVID-19 virus, but not all of them. The land down under, down there in Australia, they were still training down there with our allies that were down there because the area that they were in, there's absolutely nothing going on. They're in the outside of everything that could be there to get them in trouble. And by the way, veterans, once again, the number to call if you're having any trouble with your money, your debt problems and all that, to get some answers quick, 800-827-0648, 800-827-0648. I'm coming right back with our next Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and then right after that, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, will be with us. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Get ready. We're going to do it again. Only this time, it's going to be a song that you remember and recognize because you hear it every night, six nights a week.
They were too busy.
That's the Blues image. And by the way, that band was from St. Petersburg, Florida. And many, many, many moons ago, when I first started the show, I asked for permission to play that song, and I got it from them, and they gave it to me, and I was very happy to be able to do that. So you hear that show to start the program, that part of that song anyway, to start the program out every night. Now, oh, boy, here we go. Now, I just got a call from Jasper from Nelson. He was letting me know about the weather, which I am looking at, and I see it. All across I-10 in the panhandle of Florida tonight, all across I-10, you've got a tornado watch all the way to Jacksonville. However, east of Pensacola, somewhere around Navarre, and might even be as far as Mariana, you've got a tornado warning north of I-10 towards the Georgia border, the southeastern corner of Georgia. Alabama. It looks like it's up towards Dothan. And then it goes up the south. There's a tornado watches and warnings all the way up the southwest corner of Georgia up towards Atlanta. If you're on I-10 tonight, if you're on I-75 tonight, north of Lake City, going up to Atlanta or going up towards Tennessee, you could be in some very violent weather, so be advised. If you're on I-20 going east of Atlanta over into South Carolina, be advised you could have problems there. There's also a tornado watch up for Jacksonville, I-95 north, all the way to the North Carolina line right now. This is a watch, not a warning. Over in the mountains of North Carolina, you've got severe thunderstorms. You've got the possibility of tornadoes, again, tornado watches and warnings. And then in the northeastern corner tonight of Mississippi, where they've already had tornadoes reported, you still got the threat of a tornado watch there in that area until 6 a.m. in the morning, as well as across southern and southeastern Chattanooga, Tennessee, over towards Knoxville, and going over towards Asheville in North Carolina. And also, this whole thing is moving very quickly at the moment. It'll be into Virginia. It'll be into the rest of North Carolina. But keep your eyes on the skies. And thunder and lightning and all that, and heavy wind and rain, that's only the part of it. Damaging winds, large hail, and strong tornadoes now are coming down with this system. So please be careful. Now, elsewhere along the western Great Lakes, guess what? Lake effect snow and a winter storm warning for Wisconsin, the upper peninsula of Michigan, the southeastern corner of Minnesota, the northern part of Iowa right now, northeastern corner of Iowa. And elsewhere, you've got strong wind warnings all the way across I-80, I-90, I-94, I-70 from the central part of the United States, pretty much the Mississippi River East. And then you've got some hard freeze warnings tonight for Missouri, for the southeastern corner of Nebraska, for the eastern half of Kansas, for most of Oklahoma, for the southwestern corner going down through Lubbock and Plainview in Texas. You've got some snow tonight in the mix for New Mexico, south of Albuquerque. Looks like on I-25 and to the east of Albuquerque towards I-40. And some more snow right now up in Colorado. Not a lot, just a little bit of snow in the Denver area. And possibly to the east of Denver as well, out on I-70. Rain in Nevada from Elko over east to Wendover, and some winds blowing around up in North Dakota. But again, if you're on I-10 in Florida tonight, there is a tornado watch all the way to Jacksonville and from Lake City north if you're on I-75. And right now there's a tornado warning east of Pensacola, as there's a very strong line of severe storms that have been moving across all night long. They started out yesterday about mid-afternoon in Louisiana, and now they're over into about 50 miles inside of the Florida state line as we speak. So that's what we got going on right now in terms of the weather. So please be careful. And Nelson, thank you very much for letting us know about that. I did know about it, and I was going to say something about it, but up there in Madison County where he's at, again, Jasper, Florida, Valdosta, Florida, you're all under a tornado watch, so be careful. This system has been a killer system, especially up along I-20, but I-10, I-20, parts of I-40, I-75, you're all under the gun right now, so please be careful. All right, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's tripping your trigger to start with? Because I sent you quite a list.
Well, it's really kind of remarkable who is making certain predictions out there. You know, how and when.
You're talking about the World Health Organization?
No, I'm talking about reopening government.
Okay.
And, you know, what Europe has to say, Spain's in trouble. It's kind of like everybody wants to do something, but they're also too cautious. It just seems to be in chaos. You know, they're in chaos if they don't do anything. They're in chaos if they do something, and it's stunning to me.
Well, they're going to do something, even if it's wrong. They're going to do something, and there will be some things that are opening. We did hear from our governor. Did you watch Fox last night, Life, Liberty, and Levin?
I did not.
Governor Ron DeSantis was on there for the first 30 minutes of the show, and he talked about opening the state, and he pretty much talked about what Dr. Fauci had said yesterday on CNN, where he said it was going to be a rolling, that's a term I hadn't thought about before, but it was going to be a rolling reentry. And and I get that. I understand there's some places, and Governor DeSantis said, we have places in the state of Florida where it's not as bad as there are others, so consequently it'll be looked at in a different manner.
Well, I mean, you got some zip codes and some counties that shouldn't be punished.
Correct.
Maybe punished isn't the right word, but, you know, it shouldn't be affected because other, you know, parts are. So, I mean, people do have lives, and if people can, you know, live and exist and to go to schools and go to work and interact and so forth in one particular place, because there need to be measures that are put in place to keep it that way so they don't invite some vulnerabilities or infections, for sure. But let's not forget, we're also on the cusp of having some major treatments out there.
Yep, hold that thought. We sure are, and I'll tell you what, it's going to be a neat thing when it happens, and I'm just a part of it, and I'll tell you what that's all about. Almost, you know, anyway. But anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.